This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And our telephone lines are open for you right now with your retirement-related question for our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial. The telephone number here at the station to get on the air, 321-1310. That's 321-1310. You can learn more about Klaus Financial online on their website, klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Great website, not only to learn more about Klaus Financial and their separate divisions, also an opportunity to get signed up there for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. It's a great weekly newsletter that you get in your inbox. It's got a link to the most recent podcast as well as an update as to what's been going on in the markets. Again, you can sign up for that online at klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And their telephone number, the office right here in Madison, 608-442-5637. That's 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Klaus Financial. It is complimentary to you. And joining us this week are C.J. Klaus and Malia Cuevas. Guys, how are we doing this week?
Good morning, Sean. Doing great. How are you?
Doing really well, C.J. and Malia. How are you on this kind of overcast day?
Yeah, it's one of those days we want to stay under our covers because it looks like midnight outside. But happy to be here. Always happy to wake up every morning.
Darn right. And we've got a fun topic ahead. It's one of these topics that I always think I know people like this. So we're going to talk about the importance of having that emergency reserves and savings. And like I know people that'll be like, well, I keep my money in the freezer. So it's like, what are you doing? But we'll get down to that on this week's program and the importance of having that emergency reserve and emergency savings, and of course, how much you might want to allot that, and all those great questions. We'll cover all those great parts of that topic. In the meantime, if you've got a question, love to get you on the air with CJ and Malia at 321-1310. That's 321-1310 for your question. Don't forget, as well, as we talk with CJ and Malia, speaking of questions, each and every week we do a Klaus Quiz question of the week. This week is no exception. The folks at Klaus Financial have provided another fantastic prize. This week, a chance to win a $25 gift card to Kohl's. Little tip, listen closely to the program because both the question and the answer to the Klaus Quiz question week come up just about every week during the show. And before we start talking a little bit about emergency reserves and savings, let's take a look back at last week's program and get the Klaus Quiz question of the week, both the question and the answer.
Yeah, so thanks to everyone who listened last week. We had a lot of call-ins during our show, so thank you for those excellent questions. And also after the show, lots of callers again. So congratulations to Jill from Rockford, Illinois, our winner from last week. She correctly answered, if you were born after 1960, what is your FRA? Full retirement age, according to Social Security, was it 65 or 67? Jill correctly answered age 67. So congratulations to her. Listen carefully for your chance to win today. I know Sean probably really wants that Kohl's gift card. I can feel it.
I do. I so badly do. And I know I can't win. I can't.
Kohl's cash is right down his alley.
Oh, is it ever? Is it ever? And again, a great opportunity for you this week to win that prize. A really good, as always, $25 gift card this week to Kohl's. So we're going to talk about that emergency reserves and savings, and you know it's important to have that, but there's a point where it's not the greatest idea, and there's kind of a nuance to all of this, isn't there, CJ?
There is there definitely is. We fortunately get to deal with people who are planning focused. That's why they end up meeting with a financial planner. And so we will of course run into people who are over saving, and that just simply means they're sitting on cash in the bank, savings account, money market account, earning very little, but it's, you know, 10 years worth of savings as an example. It would just be in excess. However, that's not the norm, Sean. Most people listening to us today here, at least statistically speaking, probably don't have enough in savings. So for all of those of you who listen to Dave Ramsey, I know there's a number, he's on the station occasionally. This would be baby step number three, where Dave Ramsey says, you know, $1,000 is baby step number one, then do your debt snowball, baby step number two. Baby step number three is build up 3 to 6 months of an emergency reserve. So this is where we want to focus some of our time at the beginning of the show today is your cash reserve should include 3 to 6 months of living expenses. And people go, what do you mean living expenses? Don't overcomplicate this. Look at how much you spend on average per month with your mortgage, your groceries, your entertainment, and look at, you know, look at it over the course of a few months, then create an average of that number and then multiply it by, we would say, six, right? So if that is $3,000, then you're talking $18,000-ish that you should have in a savings account. And people go, well, why do I do that? I've heard inflation is spiking and I'm not earning any interest on my money at the bank, and I don't like holding that much money in cash. And we say, well, emergencies happen. As a matter of fact, for anybody who has not had an emergency reserve and who has had an emergency, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Let's see, a broken furnace, a leaking roof, an unexpected medical bill, a car that doesn't start in the morning, a job loss, on and on and on. As a matter of fact, I think the misnomer is calling this an emergency. What we should call it is the obvious bumps in the road that'll happen.
It's called reality.
It's called reality, yeah. So if you don't have an emergency reserve, it's not a matter of if you're going to have a problem. Malia and I will just kind of watch our clock and wait for you to call, because problems are going to happen. And Dave Ramsey has a funny little quip where he says, people who plan tend to have less groundbreaking emergencies. And what he really means by that is, it doesn't feel like a big emergency when you're sitting on $18,000 in your savings account and your car doesn't start in the morning. Because you just go, ah, I guess I got to take it in and get it fixed. But if you have nothing in your savings account, it will rock your world. Okay, enough about that. So, of course, everybody needs to have an emergency reserve on hand, but more than half, about 51% of Americans, have less than 3 months worth of emergency savings. This is according to a survey from Personal Finance, the Personal Finance website Bankrate. So again, more than half, or 51% of Americans, have less than 3 months worth of an emergency savings. And actually, here's the really scary stat. For 2021, 25% of survey respondents indicated they had no emergency savings at all. And this was up from only 21% the year before. So effectively, when markets are doing well and people have jobs or they have income, believe it or not, they don't do what you would think they would do. Statistically, people spend more money and have less in savings. Now, in June of 2021, the personal savings rate in the United States amounted to about 9.4%. This was down from 10.3% in May and down again from 13.7% at the end of 2027. Again, that personal savings rate is just calculated as the ratio of personal savings to disposable personal income. Now, a quick warning as it relates to savings rates. Economists will talk about this through the lens of, we need Americans to spend. Okay, that's how an economist will view it. And if Americans aren't spending enough, they'll almost shame Americans. Like, you need to spend more money because we need to stimulate the economy. But from a personal financial planner's perspective, we would say savings rates are way too low in America. You need to save more money. You need to have more in emergency reserve, and you need to have less debt on the aggregate. I know economists want you to go out there and stimulate the economy so that the stock market goes up. But listen, that on a personal level, you should be building a stable and secure financial house. Now, a Pew Research Center report on finances 1 year into the pandemic found that 31% of adults who were typically able to save money were saving less than they usually did in the middle of the pandemic. Obviously, it's not too surprising. And then working adults with lower incomes especially were more likely to indicate that they were not able to achieve their savings goals, meaning that money was running out in the savings account or they weren't able to save into a savings account at all. So, of course, the question is, what should you be doing if you don't have an emergency reserve? Because Malia does a good job every once in a while of reminding me, we don't live in utopia, CJ. And the goal is not to shame people, it's to encourage them. So, good point, Malia. Let me do that now. If you are one of those listening who does not have an emergency reserve, don't feel shame, but understand the importance of it. So if you're putting everything, here'd be some examples of things you could do to try to build up an emergency reserve. If you're putting everything or a large amount into a retirement account right now, but you have very little in savings, it might be a good idea to back off of your retirement contribution just to drive more cash into your checking account that you could put into a savings account. Another option would be to create a systematic process. If you've listened to our show, Malia and I are nuts about systematic, brainless processes because we as human beings are more about habits than we are about finance. So if you can create a habit where you pay yourself first, put money into a savings account, and then you only spend what's left over, you will find that you can build up an emergency reserve. Another option is just to cut back on non-essential spending until you can build up an emergency reserve. This would be don't go eat out, don't go do a bunch of entertainment items, don't get your morning Starbucks coffee. I do that, by the way. I do have a fully funded emergency reserve. I do that, by the way. But I can tell you, if I just cut that out alone, it's kind of ridiculous. It'd be a lot of money that I could put into a savings account. And then finally, set up a budget. This is one that we've harped on for years on this show, that if you have a budget, it means you are telling your money where it's going to go, and so that you can build up some of that excess into a savings account.
You know, one of the things, CJ, when you were talking there about what you should be doing if you don't have an emergency reserve, I almost felt like there should be like a record scratch, because at the first point you made, you had said you perhaps back off your retirement savings for a moment, and I thought, you're a retirement planning person saying,
I know. I love that you pointed that out, Sean. So often people will be shocked by our advice because they'll say, that doesn't sound like somebody trying to sell me something. Right? And I go, exactly.
I think exactly. That was a typo.
No, we're not like literally, we're not selling you something. And so therefore it's like, we want to literally see you succeed. If you succeed, then course, then we do well ourselves and we get paid for our services, yada, yada. So I'm not saying we don't get paid. I'm saying that we're not selling you a product. We're selling you instead on this idea of a stable financial house and, trying to help you get there. So you're absolutely right, Sean. Often people will be kind of taken back by, what do you mean you're a retirement planning firm? And Malia and I know, listen, if you have $1 million in your 401k plan, but you don't have an emergency reserve, you will feel tons of stress. Mm-hmm. Tons and tons of stress. So we would rather you have $800,000 in a 401k plan, but have a fully funded emergency reserve.
And we're going to talk a little bit more about emergency reserves and rainy day funds. We're going to do all of that next. In the meantime, love to hear from you. If you've got a question for Malia and CJ, it is a prime opportunity to get on the air right now at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. We'll continue our conversation with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Don't forget about their website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And the telephone number, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary to you. We'll continue our conversation with CJ and Malia and take your call next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Spending time with our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. Great opportunity for you right now to call in, get on the air with your great question at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Don't forget, you can learn more about Kloss Financial on the website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And their telephone number, the office right here in Madison, 608-442-5637. That's 442-5637 for Kloss Financial. Talking about savings, emergency funds, rainy day funds, and let's talk about those rainy day funds. It makes sense, of course, to have one of those, but how much and at what point do you say, all right, that's too much? And what about some of those big items that may be coming up that you wanna have funds set aside for?
Yeah, so just to circle back to what CJ said, we are looking for people probably to have in the 3 to 6 month range as a beginning of cash reserves. And, sometimes we just equate this to people who perhaps have lower incomes and we think, well, they're the ones who can't put away money. And I recall a few years ago meeting with a waste management professional who told me that he had been making over $100,000 for 10 years and had nothing in his emergency savings. Mm. And so, these, again, income is not indicative of savings behavior. So what we want to do is find, obviously, a beginning point. So if you have nothing in savings, again, that's where we need to create a systematic plan. So people always want to know numbers. So for the average person, and we say whoever that is, we don't know who that is, perhaps having $15,000 to $25,000 available might be a good amount. Again, you have to look at what your situation is, those fixed expenses. So if you have nothing in emergency savings, like this gentleman I just spoke of, we're going to start small. We're going to say, let's shoot for $5,000 as your target. And we're going to continue to build that up so it reflects your situation. But I don't like people closing their eyes and saying, I could never get to that point because I'm starting with nothing. So again, those building blocks a little bit at a time. They have to be achievable goals. Otherwise, you just, you know, close the book and don't want to think about it again. And obviously, if you have debt, that's going to impede your progress on putting money away just for savings. So you got to make sure that you're being debt savvy and clearing up those debts so that you can, again, put away money into your savings account. So as CJ mentioned, a famous financial guru, most people have heard of, Warren Buffett, he always said, don't save what is left after spending, spend what is left after saving. So it's really critical to understand.
Amen.
That point.
Yes.
Yes. And you know, really, I think the hardest thing for people is, because especially in our profession, we love to see money grow, right? Mm-hmm. We love to see the markets help your money grow. But when you're paying yourself first, people are like, well, I don't really want to put in savings because I'm not seeing any growth up to a certain point that, you know, you have to be okay with that. But all you're doing is you're taking, you know, that $10 from one pocket you have and putting it in another pocket you have. You haven't said goodbye to your own money. You still have access to it. And again, for those reality happenings, you need to have that sitting there. But again, people think, well, I don't want to put that money in savings because it's going away from me. No, it's still yours. It's just in a different pocket. So you really need to keep that emergency savings there available to you. But you also need to put money away for those big spends. We call those. So maybe you do have an upcoming wedding that you're going to help pay for. Maybe you've got a new kitchen and that kind of money is, again, in another little bucket that needs to be available for you so you don't add more debt to the picture. You don't want to put money like that at risk because you know you're going to spend it in, say, a 6 to 12 month time frame. Really important to segregate funds after you get past the emergency savings, the big spend types of funds. We also want you to understand that liquidity is important. So, you know, if in fact you're looking to buy a home, you might want to be putting 20% down and you want to have a large enough cash balance to do that. But the flip side happens with us is we see people either with nothing in emergency savings or we see them with $200,000 in savings. And so our question always, are you using this tomorrow in 6 months or, you know, and I think we just get really cozy with our money. It just sits there. And even if it's making nothing, it feels good. But we need to make sure we're not over saving as well. So we've got people at opposite extremes. And CJ is going to talk about that a little bit.
We'll get those details from CJ in just a moment. Great opportunity from you as well to get on the air. If you've got a question for Malia and CJ, love to hear from you right now at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. You can learn more about Klaus Financial on the website, klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Klaus Financial. It is complimentary to you. So let's talk about that. Once you get to that point where your emergency savings is overflowing, what a great place to be. What should we then be doing with that after-tax money?
Yeah, so this, again, this is actually a rarity if you follow through like what a financial planner will guide you to do. So it's kind of like these, and really it goes back to Dave Ramsey's baby steps, right? It's if you follow those steps, it becomes hard to end up with like a ton of excess cash beyond each of the steps because throughout those steps, and we follow these steps as an organization as well, is at different stages of the steps, you're saving 15% into your retirement account, and then you're saving for kids' college, and then you're paying down your mortgage faster. There's all these steps that you have to follow. However, we are blessed, as are some of our clients, in that even beyond that, they go, well, I'm maxing out all my 401ks, the kids' college is funded, or they don't have kids, my mortgage is done, and I've still got an extra, you know, 20 to 30K coming in sitting in my bank account, and I don't have 6 months of emergency reserves, I have 6 years, right? And you go, well, that's not good. So I guess, let me just go through some steps if that's you. First things first, make sure you are doing those retirement accounts. It's tax efficient. It's saving for the future. And it's kind of a no-brainer. If you're doing some of those things and you have an emergency reserve, number one, try to get a portion of your emergency reserve into like a high yield money market account. Now, I will warn you, the highest yielding money market accounts online that we've seen are still at about 0.5% per year. And that's just abysmal given that inflation's at 3 to 5 right now. However, again, you have to have an emergency reserve. So try to get some yield on that money while it's in that reserve. Now, beyond that, though, this excess money, we would say, put it into a joint or an individual investment account. We have a lot of clients that do this. And as a matter of fact, if there is one thing we see for our wealthiest clients when they get to retirement that they wish they had known earlier on, it's that they shouldn't have all of their future retirement savings in a retirement account. Let me repeat that. If I could give any of the kind of younger, I'll call younger being, we'll call it sub 50. If any of our wealthiest clients could tell you sub 50 year olds, one thing that they know now that they wish they had known before was it's beneficial to have some of your long-term savings in a non-retirement account, like a joint or an after-tax investment account. Because while the retirement accounts are great, they have tax implications, right? A pre-tax account, when you pull the money out, is taxable. A Roth account, while it's not taxable when you pull the money out, you don't want to pull the money out because it's growing tax-free. So this having an after-tax, what we call non-qualified investment account, is hugely valuable when you get into retirement. And think about this, especially if you want to retire before 59 and a half. Because you can't typically touch the money in your retirement account till 59 and a half. So one big piece of advice that all of you should walk away from this meeting today is do all the stuff, right? Take all the steps that your advisor suggests to you. Try to save into retirement accounts first, but then start thinking about an after-tax non-qualified investment account for any of your excess dollars beyond that.
No money in the mattress, CJ, right?
That's right. Yes. You see that note at the bottom.
Yes, so
we do follow a script, everybody, and Sean sees that it says, don't put money in the mattress. Matter of fact, there is a funny story, a real story of a woman who saved over $1 million legitimately into her mattress.
Oh,
and when
goodness.
She was on vacation, her daughter, this was in New York City, her daughter decided to, because it was like a really old mattress. Mom, why do you have such an old mattress? She had somebody come in, take it out. When her mom got back from vacation, she goes, look, Mom, I got you a new bed. And her mom just flipped the lid. And as the story goes, my understanding is a true story. It was unrecoverable. They couldn't find the mattress.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. So, and by the way, that's not even addressing what if the house burns down. I mean, there's so many problems with actually sitting on, tons of cash
in
your home.
And it may also shock people that thieves do look under the mattress when people, right. Unfortunately, when house gets broken into, thieves know these things too. So definitely want to keep it somewhere safe and secure. Always fun stuff. Always great information from CJ and Malia. We'll continue our conversation with our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. We will do that next. Don't forget, check them out online, klaasfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637 for Kloss Financial. We'll wrap up our conversation about emergency and reserve funds and savings. We'll do that as well as the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. We'll do that next as Money in Motion continues right here, 1310 WIVA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And we'll be doing the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week with you in just a moment. Real quick, though, before we wrap up this week's conversation, I think one of the questions a lot of people wonder about is, okay, let's say I have one of these, I have my after-tax account. I need money from it. Will I pay a penalty in taxes? What do people need to know there, Malia?
Yeah, so you will. I mean, this is what happens, hopefully. If it's invested money, it's going to grow, which is a great thing. But yes, there are some associated taxes with it, albeit they are capital gain taxes. And capital gains tends to be currently at the lowest rates in history. So you're probably going to pay somewhere between 0% on that growth or 15%. Only if your income as an individual is more than $445,000 will you be jacked up to the 20% capital gains rate. So keep that in mind. There, if you have growth, you may pay some little amount, but it's not nearly as much as your income tax rates, which of course range 10 to 37%. And also keep in mind, if you have an after-tax account, and this gets a little complicated, in an annuity, annuities are quite different. They're their own little subculture, I'll call it, and the way they operate. So what happens with money that grows deferred in an annuity is, even if it's after-tax money, is that when it comes out, you are charged income tax on that growth. You will pay income tax. So you have to keep that in mind. And also, annuities are designed as retirement vehicles, which means if you do access them before 59 and a half, you do get hit with a 10% penalty. We don't like taxes. Nobody does, but we certainly don't like penalties. So you always need to understand, however you're invested, what that means on the other side of taking the money out.
Really important distinctions there for sure. Talking this morning with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Don't forget, you can learn more about Kloss Financial on the website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Great website, great resource. Their telephone number, 442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary to you. Again, the telephone number, 442-5637. You're going to want to hold on to that telephone number as well, because it's time now for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. Just a moment, I'll ask you the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Kloss Financial Office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, we win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card to Kohl's. This week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week is this. What percentage of Americans have less than 3 months of emergency savings? Is it 30% or more than 50%? Telephone number, 442-5637. First call with the correct answer, win the $25 gift card to Kohl's. Don't forget as well, that's Kloss Financial's office right here in Madison. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary to you. Again, the number, 442-5637. CJ, Malia, it is always fantastic hanging out. You guys have a beautiful day.
Thanks, Sean.
Thanks.
News is next here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, a registered investment advisor registered with the SEC. The content of this show is for informational purposes only and should not be considered individual investment advice. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial.